right, coming at you guys with an automation panel install video from third person point of view. Now, a lot of people ask me just how exactly did I learn to do this type of work? Now, getting into this industry around 17 or 18 years old, I did spend a lot of hours on the phone with tech support, but I was also very fortunate to have a few mentors that I would meet in my early 20s that I could ask questions, some of whom who I still call today, but it's more on a peer review level now than, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, please help. But the way to go is being mentorable, asking questions, and getting hands-on experience.
The first automation panel I ever installed, I honestly had no idea what I was doing. I took the panel off of this old Jandy Aqualink system, and I took a picture of how it was wired, and then I unwired everything, slapped the new Hayward panel on, and then literally went off of the photo retracing the steps on how it was wired. That photo showed me that we had the very thick wires powering the sub panel, and then you had your breakers feeding wires to screws 1 and 3 on what I would later learn are called relays. That's literally a true story. I wired my first automation panel off of a photo of how the old panel was wired. And 10 years later, from when I was 17 or 18, I can truthfully and proudly admit that the first heater I ever installed, I actually wired it wrong and blew out all the fuses and boards, and I had to use what little profit there was to pay a more experienced pool man to repair it. But ask me if I ever made that same mistake again. Absolutely not. And somewhere along the way, I would find myself in a position of repairing automation panels and repairing heaters when I once struggled to just install them brand new. I would love to create courses on repairs, running a pool service business, running a pool contracting construction business. But until I get around to working on that, there will always be YouTube University, although there are often aren't videos that you need exactly when you need it. As always, my DMs are open for any questions on the business or installs. Although I don't ask half as many questions as I used to, I still ask them, and that's what makes us better. Because trying and failing leads to doing and succeeding. Thanks for watching, and go get 'em.